call to order. This meeting will come to order. Roll call. Tackett. Cartier. No. Diller. No. Collins. No. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Yes. Powers. No.
Really, you can Sheldon? Just... You can just say, in present are, and then you mention them. We don't have to all say we're here. Just say, present are Councilman Smiley, Kilpatrick.
Okay, present are Smiley, Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Tackett, Woods, John.
Cartier.
Cartier. I'm kidding, John. And and we have Bob Weiner. And I am president of council, Karen Hartley-Nagel.
And I make a motion to approve the minutes since we have a duly executed quorum.
Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting November 15th, 2016? Hearing none, is there a motion? Yes, we got a motion. Second.
Seconded.
All in favor, please signify aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Agenda item 16122. Amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by Local 3911 of Council 81, ASME, AFL-CIO, introduced by Ms. Hartley-Nagel, myself. Any discussion by Council? From the public? Hearing none. Next is 16123. Amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Fraternal Order of Police, Newcastle County Lodge Number 5, introduced by Ms. Hartley-Nagel. Any discussion from Council? Mr. Cartier?
Just a question. So these pay plans correlate with the contracts? Maybe the Human Resources can comment on that, the Manager of Human Resources.
Yes, Christine Dunn, CHR. Yes, these were, I know from the FOP, almost like a year of negotiation going back and forth, and then also with the 3911, we were able to, in good faith, come up with an agreement, and they were ratified by their membership.
And these pay plans and rates are included in the FY 2017 budget?
The cost was in there. I don't 100% know that. I don't know if it's on the record. There was a cost figure that was put forward. I know the first budget, there was no impact because of the fact that there was no increase for the first year. So
it's like 1% after that and 2%, I think, in the subsequent years.
1%, 2%, 2%. There is some different uniqueness with the FOP contract because there's a reference to their shooting days that has now been taken out of effect January 1, 2016. I know that actual figure were in front of you on the financial impact.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Dunning, was there any other comments that you would like to make?
It's just nice now, at least hopefully with the unions here, that we'll be revisiting this in 2019. I want to appreciate their willingness to go back and forth with us because this was for a 4 years contract. It took almost the first year to get through the first part of it now. So we will be looking forward, I guess, from 2019 to start the next process. So.
Thank you. Any comments from the public? Sir, state your name for the record.
Mike Zielinski, I'm president of FOP Lodge 5. Just want to thank the administration for their patience. It's been a long process, 18-19 month process, which is a little historically unusual for us. But I think this collective bargaining agreement makes us a lot more competitive right now, and that's what we need in this department to stay competitive with the other agencies. Some of the smaller agencies, such as Middletown, University of Delaware, it's becoming increasingly difficult to find qualified applicants or even try to find somebody that's willing to be a police officer anymore, and then you get into the qualifications. Some of these smaller police departments, because their starting pay or their collective bargaining agreement had some other provisions in there, it was a little bit more attractive to them. So decisions made as a whole, as a group, we're trying to look out for the future of the department and our membership, and I think this is a good collective bargaining agreement for everybody. The CHR said, 18 months from now, we'll be negotiating again because we usually start a year ahead of time. So Just want to thank everybody for their help and support, and look forward to the council supporting this.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, I just want to comment, while I respect your position, been there, that this is good for, you know, your members of your organization, everything else. It should not be missed that it benefits all the residents of Newcastle County for us to be competitive, to be able to bring in the top quality applicants to serve in our public safety departments, all of them, as well as the rest of the jobs that we have in Newcastle County. So, thank you very much.
Any other comments from the public?
This chair's gotta go.
Thank you. Hearing none. Next is number 16112, to amend the pay plans of rates of pay for classified service professional and classified service managers and administrators represented by the Delaware public. And any discussion from council? Any comments from the public?
Madam Chair, Christine Dunning, CHRO. I just want to let people know very briefly the history of this, why the changes were being recommended. This initiated, started out by an employee filling out what we call a position classified questionnaire, where we would had to look through HR along with the department on the duties and everything that was being done in assessments. Essentially, when we reviewed the material with them, there was a supervisor in assessments that oversaw the office staff, the technician staff, and the actual assessment folks. And what we're doing now is taking, instead of having a supervisor on each different slot, which is three, it's going to be consolidated into one position for the supervisor, such the new class spec name, position of property assessment service administrator. Really more so for cross-training purposes, going a little bit more to a generalist role, and also, like anything, if you have one position missing, it impacts another one. So it's better to have a person who's going to be in charge of those three areas, and you can always cross-train one another. One person's out for 6-7 months, and the other person can take the realm of that.
Okay, thank you. And I just wanted to add, this is the same one, so on the second and next page. Just want to, we're going to read into the record. It was more on the second page. Employees Council 81 asked me, AFL-CIO, affiliate local 3109, and adopt the class specification for the position of Property Assessment Services Administrator, introduced by Ms. Hartley Nagel. Any more comments, Mr. Smiley?
I have a question. I know we've discussed it, but we've been down this road before. So I just wanted to clarify that on 16-112 and 16-113, the sponsor will be lifting them from the table tonight for vote?
Yes.
Are you? That's what I'm asking, because they're listed as eight. Because we have gotten into discussions here before on legislation that was staying on the table. So I just wanted to clarify what we have. That way there's no surprise when we get to the floor. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next is 16113. To amend the pay plans and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFL-CIO, AFL-CIO, affiliate local 1607, and adopt the class specification for the position of certified permit process technician, introduced by Ms. Hartley Nagel. And any discussion by council? Hearing none. Any comments from the public? Hearing none. Are there any other agenda items? Hearing. Mr. Street has just arrived. Any other agenda items? Does anyone from the public wish to address council?
Mr. Bell has arrived.
Mr. Bell has arrived. Okay, a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Good timing.
That was part of that discussion.
Yeah, I thought we discussed that we were going to be.